Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. Have you ever had an idea that you wanted to bring to fruition? Something that you think of, like in a thought bubble, and you want it to become reality? I'm going to talk to you about audio.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
Podcasting. How to take a thought bubble and bring it down into reality. Bring it into the audio. I'm going to be talking about microphones, cables, mixers, software, applications, digital recording devices, pop filters, windscreens, room size, noise rejection, noise absorption, and most of all, content. If you don't have content, none of the previous matters at all. I'll also talk about where you're going to post your content, who's going to be listening. So we're going to cover a whole bunch of different areas of podcasting. We're not going to get into the details, the nitty-gritty of one particular application. If you want that, if you want to know more about Amadeus Pro, check out Blind Abilities. Pete Lane has done quite an extensive project on the Amadeus Pro application. I myself have used Amadeus Pro for nearly 4 years. It's a great multi-track recording software for the Mac. It's very accessible with VoiceOver. I highly suggest it. I'm recording this series with Amadeus Pro. We're not going to dig down deep into the specifics of each particular software or piece of machine that we're going to be talking about. What we're going to do is give you our experiences, let you know how we feel about certain pieces of equipment, affordability, and practicality. We're going to be talking about productivity, pieces of equipment that get the job done. We call it practical podcasting, capturing a thought bubble on audio.
Can we do that again?
On audio. The music for this podcast was composed and produced by Renee Russell. You can find her on Twitter at Logical Woman. This podcast is recorded using a Shure KSM-27 large diaphragm condenser microphone. The mixer is an Allen Heath 10FX USB connected to a Mac using the Amadeus Pro multi-track recording studio software. So you want to podcast. Choosing a name, creating a mission statement. What is the purpose? Who are you targeting? Who is co-hosting? How often will you post? Do you want a website? Where will you host your files? Will you create your own website? Can you podcast without a website? Submitting your post to the iTunes directory. Now, that's a way to get your stuff out there. Getting your name on Twitter. How long will your show be? How will you write the show notes? Social networking your show. Do you got a Facebook page, Facebook group, making your name a brand, recording your first show, quality equipment on the cheap, microphones, recorders, your area, your studio, your space, types of microphones, pop filters, windscreens, the microphone stand and booms, mixers, USB, recording software, Mac, PC, Amadeus Pro, Audacity, which is free, Audio Hijack, Boss Jock Studio, Boss Jock Jr., microphones for the iPhone, Audio Boom Hosting, Libsyn, Podbean, and WordPress, Blueberry, PowerPress. This is just some of the topics we'll be talking about in the series. And at the end of each episode, we'll do a spotlight on pieces of hardware, software, techniques. And this week, we have Dan Brown. He's going to spotlight some microphones for you. Check it out.
Hi guys, so I thought just for a bit of fun, because I am now starting to grow a bit of an arsenal of microphones, that it would be interesting to take a look at all four microphones that I now own. So I'm going to demonstrate today, just do a side-by-side comparison really. I have the Behringer X8500, which is the one that I'm speaking into right now. Then next I will have the Audio-Technica ATR2100. We'll then look at the Blue Yeti, and finally the MXL 5000. So literally a side-by-side, and I'll just you know, one after the other, bang, 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 and you can have a listen to all four of them and see what you think. It's kind of a nice way, just really, I think, if people are ever thinking about buying microphones, what kind of audio quality they're going to get from them, what kind of features, etc. So this is, as I say, the first one. This is the X8500 by Behringer. This is far and away the cheapest microphone that I have. I actually got this many, many years ago with the Behringer podcasting kit. Came with a little tiny four-channel mixer, a mic cable, a desk stand, which I currently have the mic on, and then the microphone itself. But I think you can actually buy these things for about $20. And yeah, they are cheap and cheerful. I mean, I think you can probably hear that a little bit in the frequency response of the mic. But for $20, I actually think that's a pretty good deal. They are XLR only. So if you don't have a mixer, then this isn't going to be a microphone for you. They are dynamic, so you don't need the phantom power on your mixer if you do have one. This is a cardioid microphone. It looks a little bit, if you've ever seen the Shure SM58, looks a little bit like that. The tapered body that gets wider as you go towards the head, and then you know the kind of ball head style. So it's a very classic styled microphone. I don't know if it comes with the stand for $20, but if it does, the stand is actually really nice. As I will demonstrate in a minute with the ATR2100, the Audio Technica, I think it's a better microphone, but the stand is so cheap and crappy by comparison. It's actually a nice solid metal stand. So there you go. This is the Behringer X8500. This is the Audio Technica ATR2100. Now, this one's quite an interesting microphone. It's the only one that I have that I can do this with, in that it's both XLR output and USB. So that's kind of handy for obvious reasons. What I don't know off the top of my head, because I've never played around with it, is whether you can use both at the same time. That might be interesting if you can have the mic going into the mixer and the computer simultaneously, but I don't know if I can do that. Maybe I've got some playing to do at some point. But I quite like this microphone. I think they retail for, you know, the high $50, something like that, $59, $60, somewhere around there, generally. I think I did hear just the other day that you can buy one on Amazon at the moment for $50, which isn't a bad deal. I got very lucky. I got this one for $35, and if you can find it for that price, I do think it's an excellent microphone for that kind of price range. As I think I mentioned a minute ago, the peripherals that come with it aren't fantastic. You do get a desk stand that feels very cheap. It's quite flimsy. The head attachment comes off of that, and I've actually taken that off and I've mounted it onto, you know, a full-size mic stand. But I'm still not terribly impressed even with that head part. When you plug the cable in, the microphone has this awful tendency to, you know, get pulled backwards, so it starts pointing up towards the ceiling, which you don't want with this microphone because you do talk into the top of it. It has that same kind of classic shape. It's a little different. It's not quite a ball. It's almost more oval-shaped at the capsule end, but nevertheless, it's kind of similar to the Behringer and indeed the SM58. It's that kind of microphone body style. This microphone does have an on-off switch on it. And unlike the Yeti that I'm going to show you in a minute, this one is nice because if you slide it towards the capsule, it's on, and then towards the base of the microphone is off. So you can actually feel that and it's tactile. With the Yeti, you don't get that. So I quite like that. Not that it's something I particularly use, but nevertheless. Then the only other thing that you do have, you have the where it plugs in at the base, the XLR, the USB output too, and you also have a headphone socket down there so that you can directly monitor the audio coming out of the microphone if you want to do that. So, you know, that's something that could be potentially useful as well. So it's a pretty basic microphone. As I say, if you can get it for that $35 to $40 range, I think it sounds pretty good. Obviously works well in home environments because it is a dynamic microphone again, rather than the next two that I'm going to show you, which are both condenser microphones. So this one's dynamic. Again, of course, cardioid. So here you go, the ATR2100.
The next microphone that I have for you here is the Yeti by Blue. Now, I got to be honest with you, this is probably my least favorite microphone of the four that I have right now. It's an incredibly versatile microphone, and I think that's probably its big selling point, but I'm not a huge fan of its frequency response, particularly for bass. I think that the top end, I'm sure you're hearing this now, the top end's quite nice, which you'd expect because it is a condenser microphone rather than dynamic. But I do find that the bass response of this thing is not terribly good. I think I have a reasonably bassy voice, and I don't think that the Blue particularly reflects that. So that's a bit of an issue for me anyway. In terms of how you use this thing, you actually point the grill of the microphone, which is where all the capsules are housed, you point that up toward the ceiling, and then you talk into the front of the microphone. If you have your microphone set up the way you know you're at the front, if you slide your finger down off of the grill onto the body of the microphone, in Chrome you will find a Blue emblem at the top. So you need that actually facing you, and that's essentially what you're talking towards. Beneath that you have a mute switch. It isn't a switch that gives you any kind of tactile feedback, so you don't know whether it's on or off, so just be careful of that when recording. Beneath that you have a rotary control, which is your headphone output volume. That's one of the nice things about this thing, is that you can monitor the output from the microphone directly with headphones. They plug in on the base of the microphone. So on the bottom of the microphone, right hand side is where your headphones go in, and then on the left hand side is where the USB plug goes in. Then on the back of the microphone you have two further rotary controls. You have a gain control as the top one, and then beneath that you have your pickup selector. So, and I think this is probably where this microphone comes into its own, because it does have four pickup patterns. You have cardioid, which obviously is what I'm using right now, but you also can use it in stereo, so left and right, bidirectional, so that somebody could stand behind the microphone facing you. So say, for example, if you were in an interview scenario, you flick that into bidirectional, you can talk into either side of the mic and it would pick you both up equally as well. And then you have omnidirectional as well. So if you had a group of 10 people sitting around a table, say, you could flick that into omnidirectional, and in, theoretically it would pick all of you up equally as well. Now, I'm standing quite close to this microphone right now, and I'm using a pop shield. You definitely need that with this microphone if you're going to stand close to it. You can back off a pace, like I've done here, but the thing with that is, the moment you do that, you do definitely start to hear a lot more room, which you want to try and avoid. So I wouldn't recommend this microphone if you're in a situation where you've got noisy background or your room isn't terribly dampened. But if you have a good pop shield, it's a reasonable microphone. I just feel for the price, you can get better quality audio microphones. In terms of price, you're going to pay somewhere between $80 and $90. If you can get down near $80, that's a pretty good deal for this microphone. It is USB only. If you need the XLR as well, you're going to pay around about $150 for this microphone, but truly at that price point, you're probably, I would honestly recommend buying something else, because you can definitely get better audio from microphones for less money, as far as I'm concerned anyway. That's my opinion. I'm not trying to upset people, because I know lots of people have these microphones and like them, but truly this, I think for the price, the audio quality is probably its biggest downfall. But there you go, that is the Yeti by Blue. The MXL 5000 large diaphragm condenser microphone is my final offering for you. This one is far and away my favorite microphone that I own. I must confess, I did take a bit of a leap of faith, because I had no idea what I was buying when I bought this thing. I mean, you can kind of base these things on price. It is quite an expensive microphone. So I suppose, theoretically, it should be a good microphone, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily always follow through. But in this instance, this is a really good microphone, and I'm incredibly pleased with the purchase that I made. Now, this one is XLR only, so you have to have a mixer, and it does have to have phantom power because it's a condenser microphone. The pickup pattern is cardioid. Now, you use this one in much the same way as you use the Yeti. So the grill of the microphone points up toward the ceiling, and then you talk into the front of the microphone rather than into the top of it. The only way that you're going to know which way is front and back is there are two little flick switches on the back side of the microphone. So I'm going to talk to you as though I'm using this from the front. Well, indeed, exactly like I am using it from the front. So if you reach your hand round to the back of the microphone, pointing out sort of what I would call half left is a minus 10 dB switch. So if you're in a situation, a recording situation, where you felt like distortion was going to be a problem, you can flick that switch and that would help somewhat. And then half right is a, and I don't know which, it's either, it is definitely a roll-off switch, but either for 20 hertz or 80 hertz, I'm not sure which, but it would be used in a scenario where you felt like popping peas were going to be a problem. So, and it really is as basic as that, but I think it's a very, very nice microphone. I'm using it in its standard configuration right now, but what I will do is just reach around and flick that roll-off switch. So now I'm talking into the microphone with that roll-off switch flicked. So it is actually operating now. Now, I must be honest, I think you lose some of the, you know, I can actually hear the difference. So it may well be an 80 hertz roll-off rather than 20. But that's only guesswork. It probably says somewhere in the paperwork. But hey, who reads that stuff anyway? So there you go. That's the MXL5000. I'm just going to reach around and switch that back on. There we go. Yeah, so that's the MXL5000 large diaphragm condenser. I bought this thing for $99. You can certainly pick them up for $199. That seems to be a regular price. I got this on sale. And speaking personally, I do not regret it. I think it's a very, very, very nice microphone. So there you go, the MXL5000. Big thank you to Andre Louis for the musical interludes during this presentation. If you want to know more about him or his work, you can check him out at his website. That's andrelouis.com. AndreLouis.com.
Thank you very much, Dan Brown, for that great demonstration of those four microphones. Good stuff. What a voice. And thank you, Renee Russell, for some great music. Great production. Next week, we'll bring you another episode, Capturing Podcast.
Go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
How are you going to do it? Capture it on the Mac, the PC, the iPhone? Can you podcast on the iPhone? We'll find out. Stay tuned next week, and thanks for listening. And until next time, bye-bye.
Hit it.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.